Hello, dear viewers, Storsham Island. Here I am, Captain Baxter. Make sure you subscribe. Anyway, you can see there's a steam engine behind me. That's the real one. Obviously, I'm no longer working. And name, I don't know who the Captain Baxter is named in honour of. And then this thing which explains how it goes. So, boiling the water burning the coal to heat the water's boiled, it rises steam, pumps the pistons and so on, yeah? And there's a fireman on board, not putting out the fire, but shoveling the coal in. Obviously, they ran out of coal and water every so often, had to stop to take it on, so stops are rather longer because of that. Okay? And that was it. A lot of grit, smoke, and whatever I was going to say, and steam. Okay, but by the 1960s, they were phased out. And here they are in this shed where they would have inspected and repaired them, kept them overnight. And it's got that aroma of it. I don't know, was it oil or grease off them? So it's actually quite pleasant. You see, look how they are enormous beasts, much bigger than modern locomotives. Okay, you see the boiler is that dome bit there. And they're painted gaily. The locomotives had names. These are a Black Veil class. They started making after 1946, but they didn't have a very long service life, about 20 years. They'd moved to electric or diesel. They actually started electrifying some railway lines here in 1935. The tube was electrified much earlier than that. And so you see the guys working on them down there. Look, he can get down to that pit below them to get underneath. What else are they going to point out? Yeah, so these Black Veil ones, they were named after Royal Air Force squadrons. It's the Battle of Britain class, they called them, as in that sort of campaign in the autumn of 1940, that air campaign, or well-known RAF pilots, because here we are in southern England, and the Battle of Britain was fought mostly here, like over the English Channel or the southern coast of the United Kingdom. So look at this, British Railways, that red lion there. I'm glad they've kept the paint in good order. So they look good aesthetically, even if they don't work anymore, they don't need to work. These ones don't go anywhere. And look at this. And they've really made it stand out with the black behind there, the red underneath each letter, and on this side here. So anyway, it's a delightful experience. A bit of rust covered over there. And then you can hear they're doing these sound effects for one of the locomotives. I'll show you in a minute. And that's it. So, how engrossing. Odd to think today's trains will one day be seen as antiquated as these ones. Okay, so there's Captain Baxter. Some are much, much smaller. There were special ones which are good at going up steep hills. I've been on them in India, part of light railway. Some light railways go around the docks, as in they wouldn't go that far, obviously that fast, because then I have to stop again. And if I go in, go ahead. If I go in here, you'll get the sounds of it. Look at that, and made it seem like bit of an echo effect, make it seem like there's a fire burning in there. Okay, you want it semi-enclosed when it's very cold or raining or things like that. Okay. And various things. You can touch whatever, I don't know what all this stuff does. Ooh, there's a bit of resistance on this. That handle there. I've no idea what I'm doing. Story of my life, really. Does that one even move? And maybe it doesn't. And various pressure gauges there. And look, a real roof. And that bit sort of like this plastic sheeting. And then it showed you what it'd be like to be up front there wearing their cap. So you start off cleaning the locomotive as a teenager. You get to know what you're doing, gradually promoted to whatever, fireman, they have assistant driver, I think then driver, quite well paid and things like that, okay? And they were specialised, they were a little bit different. I know a little about the Great Train Robbery. Remember the Great Train Robbers? Two different firms teamed up. One of them was the South Coast Raiders, which was stopping trains in the early 1960s around here, and they knew how to change the signal, the light from green to red, so the train drivers stopped, thought merchant had to stop, you'd lose your career if you didn't. But anyway, and they had their train driver, because when they were going to detach the locomotive, well, and the high-value packages car from the rest and leave the rest behind. That was a moving railway, postal sorting office. But anyway, the driver they had recently retired, and he hadn't seen this model of locomotive, so he didn't know how to detach them. They had to revive the driver whom they'd coshed and get him to do it. Okay, so that's what it's like. So what can I say? Delightful, intriguing. So where are you? You want to go along? And those locomotives further up, we're not allowed to go further up. They actually work. Look at these ones here. And they've got Fenchurch, the area of London. Well, they're really fens, as in a flat and marshy area. And there they are, the men working on that. Probably not allowed to call them men anymore. That might be transphobic. Okay. Well, that's enough. So I hope to see you here soon at the Bluebell Railway. Okay, toodaloo, everyone.